I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we are the duo that hosts the New Life Perspectives radio show here on the UK Health Radio Network, and also the pair that created the Cogno Movement System. And today we have a really interesting topic. It's about a hidden cause, an unknown cause, something you would never guess could be the reason behind your life's biggest problems. Right, Bill? Like the big ones.
It's very, very strange. You know, we didn't know. It's been such a twisted path to figuring this out. But people's depression, their fears, like anxiety, where they're so afraid of everything, anger, their inability to focus, people that are seem like they're on methamphetamine, that have 10 projects going and nothing is happening. They've got, every time they go to start a project, they can't take, they'll start a different project. So 10 things are going and none of them happens. People having digestion issues, getting in accidents, people having issues in relationships, like the collapse of an entire life, the business collapses, the relationships collapse, and so many more things that we're going to talk about on this episode all come down to one thing. Liz?
It's true. There's this one possibility that Bill and I discovered in a really strange way. We weren't looking for this. We sort of just stumbled across this reason that people's lives fall apart. And it turns out it has everything to do with a possibility of getting bonked on the head. It's a concussion. Or something that creates a minor or even a major injury to the brain. And most of these things, this is the big discovery, is that most people have no idea they ever happened. They don't even know. You'll say, hey, have you ever had a concussion? And they say, nope. Well, did you ever play sports? Oh yeah, I played soccer. You know, the kind where you hit the ball with your head. Oh yeah, I played baseball, got hit in the head with the bat a few times. Oh, do you ever have a car accident? Yeah, actually, most of us have been in a fender bender at least one time in your life. Or little things like, this is the one that is so aggravating. It happens to a lot of us women. You open the cupboard door above your head, bend down to get something else, and then stand back up and hit your head on the cupboard. Or, you know, little kids falling off a piece of equipment at a playground. How many little kids end up in the ER getting a stitch on their forehead for some minor little accident? Well, what most people don't know is that minor accident could actually be the thing that sets up your life for your life's biggest problems, like the inability to have relationships, or those poor parents out there who believe they may have demon spawn for children. You know, these behavior problems that just don't have a reason. There's no explanation. And then they're diagnosed with like ADD, ADHD, and put on medication, when the whole time it may be a very simple answer and solution, right?
That's right. You know, most parents, right? Little boys, I can't tell you how many times this has happened, where someone comes to us and they say, you know, my little boy is, you know, he just is, won't do his homework, forgets his homework, can't concentrate. You know, we tell him things three times and it's like he's defiant, but it turns out it's not defiance. It's literally their brain has been injured. You know, as a young boy, you know, you play football in the United States, you know, with a helmet, or you ride your bicycle and you go over the handlebars and bang yourself up. You know, it's what you do. You can't help it. There's a lot of testosterone running through your bloodstream and you're active, right? You're just running like crazy and you run into a tree branch. I can't tell you how many times stuff like that, you know, has happened to me and my friends. When we were in high school, you know, we would look at it as a badge of honor. When you took off your helmet and you had a big gash in it, or you had, you know, when you press on the plastic, you know, basically impact it, it would create a ring where you could see that the plastic had actually indented. And that was like, oh my gosh, you know, that guy, he's a sticker, you know, he's aggressive and that sort of thing. But, you know, these guys would literally get these concussions, go to the sidelines, throw up, be all dizzy, put back on their helmet. A few plays later, let me in, coach. You know, they got their they call it getting your bell rung. Well, those same people move forward in life and depression, problems in relationship, problems holding job, maybe not fulfilling their full potential, getting promoted, inability to actually make a list and follow the list. There is so many ramifications of this that we didn't really realize. One of the other hidden ramifications is digestion. What? Digestion? You mean that if you have IBS or constipation, did you at some point in time have a concussion? Did it start about that time? If you had a relationship fall apart, check in. Did you get in an accident? Have a sporting thing, a skiing, you know, how many people are skiing and fall down and feel like, oh, I got a bit of a headache, you know, and they feel, oh, they need to go to sleep. The thing is that nobody really knows. And when they go into the ER, they're like, they look at you and they're like, okay, well, looks like you're all right. You know, here, you know, here's a couple aspirin and you know, sleep it off. Dude, that's it. What do you do?
Nothing. It's true. You know, and there really isn't a brain scan for a concussion. There, if your brain is bleeding, that they can see, you know, if you have, I think it's a CT or an MRI, you could see that. But if your brain is not bleeding, it doesn't account for, you know, the little bump, the little bruise, or it's like when you drop your computer, it things go offline. You know, the brain is a massive electromagnetic conductivity in there, you know, sending and receiving information. And the brain is constantly changing and adjusting, especially in kids. And that changing and adjusting, the connections that are supposed to hook up, maybe don't hook up or hook up incorrectly. So there's so much that we want to talk about with this. We're going to have to narrow it down, Bill. So let's work in categories. Let's start with kids. So this is why we say it's hidden, because even when you ask, did you have a concussion? The answer is always no, but there's always a series of them if you look back in life. So I'll give an example of something I didn't realize until just recently, so many. But this one is my dad and my brother both had learning disabilities. They both had dyslexia, right? And my younger brother, you couldn't take a picture of him when he was little. My mom wanted to send pictures to our grandparents, but he always had a big goose egg on his forehead. He didn't walk, he ran. And so part of dyslexia, they think, has to do with the cross crawl and children not crawling. That's true, but also children who don't crawl start running first, and they run head first into everything. So my brother had a big egg on his forehead all the time. Concussion after concussion after concussion, right? My dad, his most famous story is as a little tiny kid putting on a cape and nosediving off of his bunk bed onto the floor, subsequently knocking out one of his front teeth.
Oh, no.
Concussion. Well, what we know now from our research, Bill and I, is that when we clear these concussions, and they're very, very obvious, people then say, oh, I can think, I can learn. You know, they're able to do schoolwork quite easily. It's like the brain now is able to make the connections it needs to make, get the information where it needs to go, because the part of the brain that was injured, even in a minor way, was blocking the signal, not allowing things to flow. And so, you know, it's more than that. Let's talk about what we've discovered on the behavioral side for kids.
So just to be clear with everybody, we are not clearing a concussion. We don't treat concussions. What we do is simply brain exercises.
True. That's exactly true.
We can locate an area of the brain that needs exercise.
Yeah.
And we strengthen that connection in that part of the brain. So we're doing brain exercises, and this increases mental acuity, making you smarter, making the connections run. All of those things are the type of work that we do. One piece of the work that we do. But Liz, as you were just saying, the ramification of children and behavior. Now, the best way I can tell this is to basically just tell a few stories of behavioral type things. And I'll start off this story with a young boy who ran into a baseball, or should I say the baseball ran into him. And he was only in the sixth grade when this happened. Now, he got hit with this baseball and, you know, his eyes rolled back in his head. You know, they take him to the doctor. Well, you know, he was semi-conscious. He's fine. Look at him. He's okay. Well, shortly after that, what happened is he went to sixth grade camp. And at sixth grade camp, there was a girl there. And the girl was sixth grade too, and he really liked her, and he bought her a little trinket. And the teacher was this, Raju, don't do that. Don't you talk to her again. And, you know, he's heartbroken to the point where could not stop crying for days. Now, mind you that concussions, what happens is you can't process. So the sadness, the fear, the anger, it just goes on and on and on. This was so intense that for the next several years, his eyes were watering like he was crying. And his body literally was remembering this and basically cried for 7 years until he got another concussion. He ends up at 14 years old, you know, seeing all these videos, you know, how there's videos of people doing crazy things. He's like, I'm going to do a backflip with his friends. And he tries, never done a backflip before. I'm going to try a backflip. You know, I'm going to do it. Watch me. Jumps up, slams right in the back of his head, knocks him out, 30 minutes. Horrible. And now again, inconsolable, crying and crying. And, you know, there's nothing that the doctors could do, just like, he's okay, no bleeding on the brain, that sort of thing. But we began our brain exercises that we do with Cogno movement, and a bunch of things changed. And those things that changed were his behavior. In his household, he was known as kind of the person that everybody is like, hey, I'm going to go out and walk the dog now. You know, when he was there, right? They was like, I'm out of here, you know, because all the behavioral issues, fighting with the brother, disrespectful towards the parents, all these things. And you, obviously, if you're a parent, it's like, well, we're going to teach that boy a lesson, you know, and we're going to impose, you know, maybe restrictions. He's going to get disciplined. You know, he's going to be sent to his room, a variety of different things, timeouts, you name it. But here's what happened. His behavioral issues went away after he started doing the brain exercises.
Let's put a pin in it right there. We got to take a quick break and let's talk about after what changed in his life, because it's poignant. And I think that parents listening who have experienced some of these behavioral issues will be able to relate. So for now, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. UK Health, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So we're talking about head injury, concussions, minor or major, and how there are ramifications, especially, especially for everyone, but we're talking about kids. And Bill was sharing a story about a child who'd had two concussions. And we're at the point where the concussion, the energy in the brain and the nervous system was flowing well again. And then what happened?
Well, as we said in the previous part of the episode, his behavior changed. He became really friendly and supportive to his brother. They had a great relationship. This boy started wanting to do different things, cook with his father, and he felt bonded. His mother had said that he's coming and saying, you know what? Thank you so much for doing, you know, my laundry. Thank you so much for taking me to school. Thank you so much for taking care of me. You know, what 14-year-old boy does that? It doesn't happen. But when his brain started working again, because he was doing neurological exercises, then he was able to utilize a different part of his brain. It came online. Even to the point where before the second concussion had happened, he had horrible problems getting up. getting up in the morning, like just dead asleep and would not get up in the morning. It became a daily fight to get dressed and get to school. Not only that, but he would forget his homework, either not do it, or when he did do it, he wouldn't actually bring the homework to school to turn in. And obviously as a parent, you're like, what is wrong with my kid? You know, I reminded you over and over to bring your homework and turn it in. Well, this turns into many other problems. And just the only really solution for a parent is just to ratchet up the discipline, you know, and ratchet up the oversight. But you can imagine when all of that went away, all of the issues, the kid gets up on his own, gets dressed on his own, remembers his own program, actually does his homework. So all of these things are intimately connected. And he wasn't a demon child. He just had some brain injuries. That's all.
And it just probably made no sense to his family. It so often happens where all of a sudden a kid's attitude changes and nobody really knows why. And because we're not looking for that, and because maybe the bonk on the head is so minor, you just don't think about that creating a change. Here's another thing that happens is that, and it's actually similar to this story. I worked with a young woman who told this story about a real minor thing that happens in families, a real everyday kind of a kid's getting a little fight situation, cousins, you know, at a family dinner. She kicked me. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. That moment in time seemed to be the thing that spurred an eating disorder and low self-esteem and depression. And she just kept going back to it and back to it and back to it. And, you know, from a person listening in, it's like, wow, that is an odd thing for the nervous system to hold on to be the reason that your life is not working. But we know with cognitive movement that it's just something the nervous system gets obsessed with and is trying to focus on all the time just to keep you safe. But in this case, it was such a minor thing. I thought, okay, let's look to see if there was a concussion right around the idea or right around the time that this idea happened, this thing. Oh yeah, turns out she was in martial arts. She'd had a concussion a couple of days before and the day after. So this is the interesting part, everybody. Her nervous system attached the injury of her head to this little kind of average kid's moment in time. And her logical mind kept thinking, this is the problem. My whole family was against me in that moment and no one believed me. After we got the energy flowing correctly in her nervous system, she realized, oh, that wasn't even true. Like, yeah, sort of that happened, but then this also happened. You know, then we were friends again and it was all fine. So oftentimes a person will believe that there's this massive problem in their life. It's huge. It's important. When really it never was. It was just the perfect storm of it being closely related to a head injury that the body decided it was super, super important. And a lot of parents, when you look back at that time frame, you realize that's the moment in time your child's personality changed. You know, it's the time they started having trouble in school or being antisocial or super, super shy. I worked with a little one that was her issue. She was very, very shy and painfully shy. And she hated it when her mom would tell people she was shy, but she had a hard time talking around people. So I started talking to the mom, and this little one was 7 at the time. Started talking to the mom about, you know, when this started and, you know, before she was a Gabby, chatty Kathy, you know. And then when she stopped talking, I said, you know, let's think, did she have a head injury? And everybody says no. Like, you know, did she fall off the swing? Did she roller skate? Was she biking? Did she fall and bonk her head? The mom's like, oh my gosh, I just realized that she went down a slide head first and hit her head into whatever was at the end of the slide. She had a little concussion. And after that, she became very shy. So we got the energy flowing correctly in her nervous system again. And immediately she asked if, you know, she could speak in front of the class. She asked if, you know, she was telling people her life story. She was just chatting everybody up. It was like all the conversation she'd wanted to have flowed out of her. And, you know, her mom was shocked that that could possibly be it, but also relieved. Like, most parents think, is it my fault? Did I do something wrong? Is my child defective? And the truth is no. It's just that the energy is not connecting in their body and brain the way it needs to. A thing to understand is that there's a book called Disconnected Kids, and it's beautiful at explaining this, that as kids are growing, you know, one day the right side will be developing. The next day, the left side will be developing. Dr. Norman Doidge also explains how at certain ages, certain things are being connected. Like, he describes one thing that surprised me, that at like 3 years old, there are certain parts of the brain that handle sexual function. They're not being used now. They'll be used later, but the brain puts the infrastructure in. It's like, we're going to put in the plumbing and the electrical and, right? So on the day that you get your head bumped, whatever was planning to be connected that day might get disrupted. And the energy has to flow around it and connect up somewhere else that might not be as resourceful. And it's actually as simple as that. Combine it with what feels like a trauma to a person, and now you've got the recipe for, you know, behavioral issues, learning disorders, sadness, fears, phobias, and the list goes on, right?
Well, yes, the list goes on, and it doesn't stop just because you're no longer in pain. This is the sneaky thing, and this is why no one has connected the lifelong issues that they're having with something that they happened when they were 14. I had a woman come to me, and had many relationship issues. Turned out, when she was 13 years old, she couldn't remember her childhood. But at 13 years old, she was roller skating. And, you know, one of those hills where things get out of control. Everybody's been there, you know, like, oh, I'm on a hill. Oh, no, it's fun. Oh, no, it's not fun. And wham, got knocked out and was there until her friends found her. Fast forward from then on, what happened is extreme problems from that point forward with the mother. The worst teenager situation you can imagine. Dating the baddest of the bad boys, having violence, all kinds of violence in her life, and was prone to risk taking. And anyway, fast forward, this goes through. This woman was well into her 50s by this point and had gone through her entire life with struggle after struggle after struggle, financial, emotional, relationships, on and family, you name it. Also sensitivity to light and sound. Like, they were just too much, which is typical in a concussion, but concussions really will present themselves in different ways. But the great thing about this is that there is a possible remedy to this, and that is these doing neurological exercises. You can build your brain back up very quickly. And one of the keys to this is your eyes. Eyes will tell you where the concussion is. And cognitive movement practitioners are expert at being able to find that.
Yeah, it's true. It's all about the ways the eyes are tracking. And if you know what you're looking for, it is so obvious on people to see how their eyes are tracking or not tracking. And really, most of our eyes don't track the way they could. And it affects your vision. It affects your peripheral vision. So when someone has a concussion, here's a good way to know that there's going to be one side where they don't really have a lot of peripheral vision. You know, they have to, if they're looking over their shoulder, if you're driving, it's like you have to turn your whole body around to see what's there. You really can't see on one side. It's pretty lopsided generally. Another fun one, if you're a person who likes to really notice what's going on with other people, is their eyes will, when they're talking, especially about their problems, their eyes will only move onto one side of their body. You guys will be a detective after this. Watch. If you have somebody who talks about the same problem again and again, watch to see where their eyes move. If their eyes move only to one side, left or right, predominantly, that person likely has had a concussion related closely in time to that issue. It's kind of a lot of fun to sort out.
And, you know, Liz.
Go ahead.
Liz, I want to, you know, Liz, you said something absolutely critical. And if you guys are listening, if you rewind it and listen again, Liz said, your peripheral vision on one side is so limited that you end up turning your head. Now, this is critical information. And why I say critical information is that we know people that have concussions also are the ones that have shoulder injuries, elbow injuries, knee injuries. Why? Because they're the ones who run into stuff. They're the ones who pull out into traffic and didn't actually even see. They're not irresponsible. They just can't see like you can. Now, not only is it going to be, you know, injury, often shoulders and knees, but you'll also find that they're the exact same people who have multiple concussions. Why? Because they're the ones who don't see the baseball coming. They get beamed. You know, they're the ones who don't see the tree branch falling. You know, you just don't. So this is really a major thing. And, you know, Liz and myself have often said, if you're a pro athlete, you really want to come and see us. And the reason being is that this area of your vision, this translates to your inability to move your body in that location. So your athletic performance is directly tied to your complete nervous system.
Yeah, it's really true. So, Bill, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about some more of the grown-up issues, like billionaires who lose their companies, like not holding on to a relationship. Let's talk about how that relates to having a concussion, a bonk on the head. So for now, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. UK Health, take.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Cause of so many of life's issues. We said, you know, there was a weird way that we discovered it, and it was true. We started to notice this pattern in the way people's eyes tracked in relationship to a known head injury. And we became aware that there is a very significant and obvious pattern. So, okay, we figured out how to, you know, adjust that pattern, get the energy flowing again. But the big discovery is what happens next. You know, people's balance return. People have more energy in their body. People are like some of the kids we've talked about, their relationships get better. The biggest thing we hear is their brain fog clears. They can make choices again. They can choose for their life. They can do all the things they wanted to do. Their biggest problem sort of seems to vanish. So we compile a lot of data, and we have practitioners all over the world, and we started to notice this pattern. So we started to actually, no matter what a person came to see us about, emotional, physical, spiritual, consciousness, we would check them for a concussion. You know, 9 times out of 10, we would find that they had this very specific pattern. Most recently, we discovered, just because of a new way we started checking for this, that that same eye pattern often went with a shoulder problem on that side. And sometimes it's the really young kids, they didn't even know they had it. We ask them to move their arm in a certain pattern while watching it, and their brain can't figure out how to do it. It's really a funny thing to watch. They're like, what in the, why can I not fix, what? You know? And then when we got the energy moving again and got their eye pattern corrected, all of a sudden the pain in the shoulder's gone. And now the arm moves like a dream, you know? So it is weird the way that we discover things, but it's because we are expert at looking for a way in to a closed system and looking for what nobody else is looking for. What is the pattern here in this body that is not typical or is really out of place here? And what can we do to adjust it? And because of that, our practitioners really are experts at making the shift. But let's talk about some of the things, other things like billionaires, millionaires who lose a business. Why, Bill? What happened?
Well, so many stories. As adults, you get, you know, something happens, right? And you get in a car accident or something, and you get bonked on your head, you know, and you have a little bit of a headache. You feel a little bit foggy, and in a day or two, the headache goes away. But there's a couple of things that are super common that happen. And this doesn't matter how much money you have. This can take you down. Now, I'll tell a couple stories about these are real life situations. Worked with one person who literally, you know, billionaire, and then has an accident, gets knocked out for who knows how long, and then everything after that all of a sudden collapsed. All the relationships in this person's life, all of their finances collapsed. All of their ability to think emotionally, rationally, all collapsed. And that is extremely painful. Anger and fear, uncontrollable, and misinterpreting. If you have somebody in your life that's really misinterpreting things a lot, hey, you were a really good person and now you're misinterpreting the crap out of me and other people around you. And they, they have responsibilities. They have families. They got kids. They got business. There's employees. Did they have an accident? Did something happen? Did they fall down off the ladder and like hit their head? This type of thing is resolvable. Now, this morning, I've never worked with him, but if anybody's listening knows him, Kanye West, did I pronounce that? Kanye West. Okay. Kanye West, right? Yeezy or something like that. Yeah. So I'm reading today. He said that all of his problems started after he said he had autism-like symptoms after a 2002 auto accident, and his jaw got wired. Mm. Now, the reason I bring this up, you never 2 degrees of separation, if you're listening to this, we can help. A lot of the things that are going on are simply some simple brain exercises, and boom, you can be back online really quickly. And you make different decisions when your brain is fully functional. Make different decisions when you're injured.
Yeah, this makes me think, Bill. We were just talking to somebody about, people in recovery and, different things like that. And, we often have this conversation that people have their reasons. We have our stories about why we have certain behaviors. We have our, almost like our badges of honor for why we are the way we are. And we know with Kanye, he's been open about having a bit of mental illness and his reasons for his behavior. But this is something that the way that we look at very, very differently in cognitive movement, we kind of strip away all the reasons, all the story around it, and look for the neurology. Where is the person's nervous system, their fight or flight response? Where did it get inflamed and stuck in a pattern? Where did your system get convinced that moment in time was the most important thing that ever happened to you? And it's going to reroute a whole ton of your energy to keeping you afraid, keeping you depressed, keeping you in anxiety, keeping you resentful, keeping you watching around for who's going to hurt you next. The beautiful thing about this to me is, well, I know that some people feel like, oh, it's an oversimplification because there's all these things that go around it. Maybe true, but they all boil down to something, a decision that wasn't made by your conscious mind, that was made by a system intended to keep you safe, that gets overactive, inflamed and obsessed. So because of that, we have the ability to look for a way into that system and make a change that then literally changes the viewpoint of all of those choices that you made, all of those reasons. It's almost like in that moment, so often they all just collapse and you have an opening, like the Red Sea parts, mm-hmm. and you have a clear way through to the rest of your life because your system's not so hung up on this singular moment in your past. And to me, that is so fabulous, so freeing, not to have to dig through the pile of crap the rest of your life. Oh, you have your answer. Oh my God, I got hit on the head, was in that car accident. I fell down the stairs. I was a little kid too and rammed my head into, the wall, whatever. Okay, there's the reason. All the rest of the things that came after can just go away and you can continue forward from right now, which I happen to think is a really beautiful thing.
Well, this is not theoretical. This is real. And when I say real, the billionaire I talked about before, full recovery beyond wildest expectations, because it wasn't just that one knockout. That was the one that really took him down. But there were many, many before that. And with the doing these neurological exercises, everything came online. Absolutely the best now relationships in his life, the best financial situation, the best employee relationships, the best situation with athletic performance, like being ambidextrous now and all kinds of different things that just, oh my gosh, maybe I should have been a pro athlete instead of this, because the response times, the quickening of response times are so great. But it's not just one, there's many. Another CEO that worked with brain injury, was everything was a slog. If you can maybe identify with this, if you've had a brain, like concussion or something, it just seems like life is hard. It just seems like, I have to slog. I got to work so hard. Nothing works out. I don't really want to do the work. This is a burden, an obligation. This particular CEO, he went from that to, he said, I got more done in 1 month than I'd got done in the past 6 months. 1 month, 6 month, jammed in, on fire. Again, relationships in this case, on fire. The guy wanted, he was like, at a position with this company where, it was definitely kind of the, how we all have wild dreams, right? We dream of winning the lottery and like, I'm going to get my own jet someday because I won the lottery, that type of thing. But it's actually true. This one, actually, after the work had been finished, he's like, oh yeah, we're on target now. It's actually happening. This has real ramifications financially, relationship-wise, and your happiness. The two comments from these two CEOs, the exact, if I recorded it, almost be word for word. And they're like, I love my life now. I enjoy being on this planet here now. I love it. This is the best part of my life. Just because the system came online. Imagine going from the slog, the fear, the depressiveness, the anxiety, all these things that you just, I can't control it. I'm in so much fear. And simply you do brain exercises and you're now things start coming together.
Yeah. And I think that most people don't even realize there's a possibility for them to live their life in that kind of just happy, just easy, just fun. And they don't even believe it's possible until, they have the opportunity to have this energy cleared in their system and start thinking better. I want to just point out a couple of things. We're coming to the end of the episode really fast here that also look similar to concussion and can cause things like brain fog and learning disabilities and all the things we talked about in the episode. And they are heat stroke can look like this too. A high fever can look like this too. Also, if you've had a concussion or multiple, you're more prone to heat stroke and possible dehydration. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah. So also surgeries, when you go under anesthesia, you know, you go out, you black out. That can look like a concussion. You know, even blackout drunk can look like a concussion also. So you want to consider some of these things where your brain goes offline and it's not because you're sleeping. Dental work can look like a concussion because it is. It's moving the parts of your head around. So flying is one of those things where you want to know how to reset your eyes because you can end up with brain fog because of it. So if you're a person who really feels like you have brain fog all the time, this is a possible solution for you. Certain illnesses, one of the big ones that a lot of people just had recently, created a lot of brain fog. And it's funny, but it looks a lot like a concussion when we look at the way the eyes track. That can be repaired through this solution as well, these series of eye exercises. But what we want to say about this is one that you really want a cognitive movement practitioner for, so they can see, and they can do it via Zoom. And it's a really kind of fun and simple session. So we want you to go to cognomovement.com/find a practitioner or just cognomovement.com and click the find a practitioner. And they're literally all over the world available to help you shift with this. If you happen to know someone who is an elite athlete, Bill and I handle those. And we've done amazing work with elite athletes clearing these energetic blocks in the brain and in the body and getting that flowing again. So the person really just has their whole brain back. I mean, really, it's actually as simple as that. And, you know, like I said, it's a fun session. Interestingly, a lot of times people will discover the biggest problem in their life during the session, like, oh my God, this is related to that time in my life. And then there's a solution created that isn't one like going to therapy for 100 years. You'd never find it because you wouldn't be asking about a concussion in a therapy session. So anyway, all right, that's all we have for today. We could talk about this for hours and hours. But if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with somebody who you think might really need it or might really like the information. If you're watching us on the UK Health Radio, share the app with people. If you're listening to us anywhere that you like to find your podcasts, share that episode with somebody you know that needs it. Or you can watch us on YouTube. Cogno Movement is the YouTube channel. And if you want to see our faces, we'll be there too. So, you know, Bill, this was a super fun and informative episode. Thanks for being here with me and sharing this information with the world.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, everybody. Until next week, be safe and be well, and we'll see y'all real soon.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.